morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, October 25th, 2018. On this day in 1944, Heinrich Himmler ordered a crackdown on the Edelweiss pirates, a loosely organized youth culture in Nazi Germany that had assisted army deserters and others to hide from the Third Reich. Those who dispose of their cigarette butts on the sidewalk or in Berlin parks have very little to fear. The misdemeanor is actually subject to a fine, which varies from district to district. For example, in Pankow, up to 100 euros, in Lichtenberg, only 20 euro. This year in Charlottenburg, fines totaling 90 euro have been imposed so far. Since the district collects 30 euros for a discarded cigarette, this means that only 3 cases have been punished. Arne Hertz of the CDU, a member of the city council responsible for public order, stated that the figures are low throughout Berlin. And districts such as Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg or Reinickendorf have not imposed any fines so far this year. He added that it is difficult to catch someone red-handed, as the Ordnungsamt officers must patrol in uniform, which encourages citizens to conform. Hertz announced that in the future, a stronger punishment will be expected. As a reason, he mentioned the intention of the Senate Administration for the Interior to have the Ordnungsamt be patrolled in civilian clothes in the future. He also wants to sensitize the forces accordingly. Furthermore, they are to be increased, although personnel are difficult to find. In addition, Hertz promised that in those places where employees spend their smoking breaks on public roads and dispose of their cigarettes on the ground in the absence of an ashtray, more efforts to point out the law would be made. The Google campus planned in Kreuzberg will not open after all. This was announced by Google on Wednesday morning. The former transformer station on Paul Linkeufer is to be replaced by a house for social commitment. It will be designed by the online donation platform Better Place and the Karuna Association, which care for children and young people in need. A few days ago, Google handed over the building keys to the two organizations. Since Google announced its plans 2 years ago to open a campus in Kreuzberg on almost 3,000 square meters, where startups were supposed to go through a mentoring program led by Google, there had been numerous protests against the project. Opponents feared that Google would be a catalyst for gentrification in a neighborhood that is struggling with the sharpest increases in real estate prices worldwide. In September, activists occupied the substation for several hours before the police intervened. Ralph Bremer, spokesman for Google, told the Berliner Zeitung, quote, "We don't let protests dictate what we do. In recent months, many talks have been held with actors such as Karuna, Better Place, and other social organizations from the neighborhood, and it had been concluded that the new concept for the substation is the best solution for Kreuzberg." Google's commitment to startups will continue in Berlin, however. The team of Rowan Barnett, who was responsible for Google's startup funding, will soon move into offices on Czolkowskistrasse in Mitte. According to Bremer, a new campus, which already exists in 6 other cities from Sao Paulo to Madrid, will not be built in Berlin for the time being. October 31st, 2008 was the last time airplanes took off from Tempelhofer Feld. If everything goes according to plan, Tegel will close 12 years later in 2020. In Tempelhof, the former airfield has long attracted Berliners for local recreation, and with them, the investors. The field has been open to the public since 2010 and has served as a playground for many Berliners ever since. With a referendum in 2014, citizens ensured that the development of the Tempelhofer Feld was banned. After the Senate erected temporary refugee shelters on the outskirts, a debate broke out about the future of the former airport site. Berlin's mayor Michael Müller from the SPD suggested a housing development on the outskirts. For the surrounding districts, the closure of the airport meant an increase in housing costs. According to data from Immobilien Scout Ferenc Fanzig, rents in the neighboring districts of Tempelhof and Neukölln have risen faster than the city average ever since the closure. Michael Frenzel, analyst data and markets at Immobilien Scout Ferenc Fanzig, sees the elimination of aircraft noise and the proximity to the Tempelhofer Feld as the main reasons for this. He particularly emphasizes the Schillerkiez in Neukölln. The zone in the former flight corridor is today a, quote, absolute top location for residential properties. The surrounding area at Tegel Airport could be in a similar situation if it closes. The terminals are to become a technology center with up to 5,000 apartments. Environmental protection areas could avoid a sharp increase in rents in the vicinity of the Tegel Airport site. For example, luxury modernizations would be prohibited. The Senate Department for Urban Development and Housing wants to protect residents from being driven out of their neighborhoods. However, this would require indications of such a change. According to the Senate administration, the mere increase in rents is not enough. So far, local residents have come off relatively well in terms of rent. According to Immobilien Scout Ferenc Fanzig, rents in the Tegel district have been rising more slowly than the Berlin average for around 6 years. Before Tempelhof was closed, the district was even more expensive than Neukölln. This also applies to Reinickendorf and the approach corridor of Tegel Airport. Sebastian Bottles, Deputy Managing Director of the Berlin Tenants Association, shows understanding for the rise in rents in Tempelhof. After all, aircraft noise is a negative feature in Berlin's rent index. If this is eliminated, local prices will also rise. Tegel Airport, on the other hand, shows a bizarre development. Bartels said that, quote, it is partly the case that at least some of these residents have become so accustomed to aircraft noise that they are more likely to fear that their apartments will be upgraded. It has already become so bad in the city that the noise is accepted in order to not make the apartment look too good. However, Bartels sees an increase in rents, as in Tempelhof, as a natural development. The housing market report of 2017 of Bank Berlin HIP and the investors CBRE forecasts higher prices for the entire surrounding Tegel district, stating that, quote, in the medium term, Reinickendorf could become a top location for residential construction. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.